Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Please keep me anonymous, which means I'm using your real name.
I was going to say, we don't want to today.
Just kidding, I wouldn't do that to you. Her name is... I know you just had a son. Pick a female name.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Tracy.
Tracy, my college roommate.
Tracy.
Great. Here we go. Hi, Allie and DZ. I received an email asking to donate $10 towards a baby shower gift at work. This gift would go to someone who's in my department, but on a different team.
Mm-hmm.
I've met this person briefly over a year ago. They work remotely. We've never shared a project. We've not spoken since, and I know nothing about them. Initially, I was shocked they even asked, because I'm sure everyone knows this person and I don't interact. I know $10 might not be a lot of money to someone else, but for me, someone who lives paycheck to paycheck, it is.
I feel that.
The holiday season is expensive enough.
Mm-hmm.
Our department's small with only 10 people. I fear if I don't donate, I'll be judged and disappoint people. At the same time, I really don't want to give someone I don't know money when I'm strapped for it.
Right.
Am I the jerk if I don't contribute $10 to the whole gift the department is doing? Thanks for your help, Tracy.
Yikes.
So, only 10 people in the department, but she met this person briefly once, has never worked with them or seen them again, and
knows nothing
about them, and is now being asked, donate to this baby gift.
Donate to the fund.
She doesn't want to.
Right. And it's, I mean, it is only $10,
but
again,
she
reiterated.
She's saying that is something to me.
I'm PC to PC, baby. I gotta take care of mine. You know what I'm saying?
She said $10 matters to her.
$10.
So it's easy for us to go, it's only $10, but Tracy's saying it matters.
$10 is a whole meal for a lot of people, you know, or gas in the tank when you actually need
That's
it at
gas.
The end of the week or beginning, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Or you know, an XYZ at the end of the night, blah, whatever.
Anything.
Rambling to say, bro, $10 is actually a lot of money. Don't care what you say or how much money you actually make.
414-533-1037. I as much as I like to be a team player, if this came to me at work, I'd roll my eyes and I wouldn't contribute. If they asked me to give $10 to someone I didn't know, I would roll. I've done it before.
See,
there have been baby gifts I contribute to, and there have been baby gifts I don't. And it's nothing against the person. It's that I don't see you, talk to you, or work with you. I have no. Why would I give? This is weird.
My problem here, I hear what you're saying.
It's 100%. Pressure. It's pressure.
It's the pressure. My problem is, why is there a set amount? Why do I have to donate 10?
I love that.
Why can't I throw you a 5-piece if that's what I got?
Yeah.
And maybe they can, right? Because I'm leaning towards, it's a baby. This baby, you want to bring that baby in with good energy. As somebody that just had a newborn, I understand the desire to have good, positive energy around the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So that $5, that $10 is going towards something that's going to go towards a child that has zero knowledge of this cruel world and is just a harmless, beautiful, little, amazing cute baby.
But if she did anything less than 10, they'd really be wrong. In their eyes, let's be real.
So you're either going to do less than 10 or nothing.
Nothing.
Right. Nothing. You'd rather do nothing?
I'd rather do know these people.
I'd rather do something. I'd rather be like, hey, I can't do 10, but I could do 5. Right?
Okay.
Right? Maybe.
Maybe. For someone you don't know that you don't care about, it's weird.
I'm leaning towards jerk. You met her once.
Okay, fair. And I'll go not the jerk, because stop asking for money for someone she doesn't know. It's weird. 414-533-1037. Oh, the phones are lit up.
Blown up.
Here we go. Yep.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Tracy sent us an email. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com? And this is relatable this time of year.
Facts, not for real.
Even though it's about a baby shower gift, it's about contributing to the pot at work. She said she met this person that she's on her team, her department team, but she met him once. They work remotely, never shared a project, not spoken since, knows nothing about him. Now she's being asked to put $10 into the baby shower gift. And she said, I don't want to contribute. I don't even know this person.
I get that it's $10, but those $10 matters to me.
She said, I work paycheck to paycheck, so what do you want? Tracy wants to know if she's the jerk if she doesn't contribute to the baby shower gift.
Oof. It sounds simple, but it really isn't, because you go back and forth internally yourself. I just know it.
Yeah, Laura's in Milwaukee this morning. Hey, Laura. Good morning.
Hello.
Which way are we going today?
I'm saying not the jerk.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Why?
Because I don't know about you. I am sick of people making me feel guilty or being guilted into spending my own money.
Absolutely.
You know, like, and she's not being spiteful. Mm-hmm. She's not like, oh, this chick once gave me a bad look. I'm not going to give her $10. You know,
yeah.
She legitimately doesn't have it. Like, it's not coming from a bad place.
No.
Like, and also, like, I'm just sick of feeling guilted into it. Like, I can't go to Petco and buy food for my cat without being asked to donate, like, to something.
Would you like to round up?
It's like, listen, you get to round up. Do you want to donate something every time you buy something else?
It's
and everything's
annoying.
So expensive.
Yeah.
And if she knew her, you know, and had a better relationship, I'd say it would be different. But the fact that she barely knows her, not a jerk.
No.
Touché.
No one should totally tell you where and how to spend your money, and you should not feel guilty for
Amen.
It.
Amen. Like, and I don't think the person who had the baby should care if someone they don't know didn't contribute.
100%.
Right.
That is 100% right there. Yes.
100%.
Yeah, there's nothing spiteful going on there, so there shouldn't be hurt feelings. I say don't, you know, hurt yourself and make your situation worse out of guilt.
Okay. Right. Okay. Cool.
Well, thank you for calling, Laura. Laura says not
no
the
problem.
Jerk if you don't donate to the coworker's baby fund. Fine with us.
Right. Have a good day.
You too.
Terry is in Milwaukee. Hey, Terry.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. You hear what Laura said.
How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing.
We're doing. We're going to figure it out. That's what we're doing.
What do you say?
I just wanted to say to my daughter, this is like the highlight of her morning.
Aww.
Like, sometimes I get to drop them off after you guys say, am I a jerk? And like today was one of the days where she didn't get to hear it, so she was a little bummed.
Aww.
I was like, don't worry, I'll go on Facebook later and I'll show you what it says.
Boom, you can always go back and find it. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
If you don't see it on Facebook, we always post the whole thing on the Odyssey app, so you can go back and she can hear what her mom said on the air.
Listen to it on the way home.
Well,
the whole show gets posted.
Shout out to Paulita.
Hey, shout out Paulita. Wepa.
The whole show is on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, every single day without the music and commercials. You're welcome. Okay.
Now let's get back.
Where were we?
So I say she's not the jerk. First of all, whoever's pulling money together is going to get the full credit of whatever. So it doesn't really matter who really donates, because at the end, whoever gives the money or the card or whatever,
they're going to be the only person
gets the whole credit.
But everybody should sign it, or at least they should tell you who contributed.
That's if they do a card if they tell you who contributed. Because if not, if they don't, it only looks like it came from one source, even though you know it's a group.
Okay.
And then also, if they don't really know each other, she's going to be like, well, who's Tracy? Or, you know? So it really doesn't matter at the end of the day.
Yeah, she's like, oh, the girl in my department, I don't know. Thanks.
Right.
And then,
for what?
And then if she's short on money and she needs to buy a gift for her own family, who's going to do a pull money together for her kids or her
that
parents?
That part. Because then now you put yourself at a need. And how many times? We do that far too often. Put ourselves at a need to give to somebody else.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not right, but we do it a little too much sometimes.
I don't care. Listen, we have never talked about that. We've never talked about this on the air.
Mm.
Did you know they put together a present for you here? Did you even get it?
I did. No, I did.
Okay, good. But did they tell you who contributed to it or no?
That's funny, because this whole time I've been
thinking
about
it. This?
I've been thinking about
it
the whole time.
I'm wondering this as we're talking.
And I know who donated and who didn't.
Oh, you do?
And to me, it doesn't matter.
Oh.
That's why when you said to the person receiving the gift, it shouldn't matter who contributed and who didn't.
Oh, I think it does.
I went, boom. You're right, because it doesn't matter who contributed and who didn't. It shouldn't matter. It's from work. It's from everybody. I know who actually gave, but I appreciate the thought that counts.
Yes. I would say my point was going to be that I have contributed, like, to DZ's. It was like, yeah, of course. You know, take $1.50.
I got 50 cents for y'all.
I put $2 in. No, I'm kidding.
I got 50 cents.
But DZ, it was like obvious when they asked that. I've had other coworkers at this station who they've asked, and I have not contributed because I don't interact with them or see them or talk to them enough. So I can say that I'm the, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I feel Tracy on this. If you don't have a relationship with them, you don't need to put money into someone's baby fund, period.
I guess I get stuck in my own world of going, now I'm going to feel bad when then now you're celebrating the baby being born, and you give them the involuntary congratulations, and they're looking at you like, oh, you're going to congratulate me about my baby, but you ain't contribute to the fund.
They can't afford it, maybe.
Ooh, hey, no judgments here.
This is a great topic for another day.
No judgments here.
Okay. So wait, sorry, where were we? Oh, not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Terry said not the jerk.
Thanks, Terry. Have a good day.
Guys too. Bye.
Bye. And shout out Paulita again.
Deneen's in Menominee Falls. Deneen, everyone has said not the jerk today, but what do you think? Is Tracy a jerk if she doesn't donate to her coworker's baby fund?
Did you bring a broom?
Good morning. Yeah, everything is completely valid. I agree that she is also not the jerk.
Sweet!
Done.
sweet.
And we all say this, but then we all feel bad if we don't contribute. You know it. You know it.
Yeah. And, you know, especially during this time of year, it just makes it harder.
Yeah.
Does the time of year make it harder because we're already spending so much money? Would it be different if this was in, like, April, May, June, any other time? You know what I'm saying? Like,
It might make it easier for her to give.
Sure.
But, you know, she has other family members. She might have kids, multiple kids.
Yep.
And it does. It just makes it harder, and she just shouldn't feel guilty.
You know what, too? Somebody just texted in and said, my job just asked if I wanted to do a secret Santa thing at work. Ugh.
And that too.
Listen, that's the most annoying, Deneen. And one year, our HR lady, who hasn't worked here in 100 years, so I can bring this up, I got so much heat because I refused to do Secret Santa. And I went, first of all, I'm Jewish. Second of all, I don't know any of you. And third, leave me alone.
And like, third, why does it matter?
And she was like pressuring me. And I remember being like, is this even allowed? Like, what are you? Leave me alone.
HR is harassing me
right now. She's long gone, thank God. But like, I was like, what is this chick's problem, dude? Back off.
All right, now I got to step in because I actually rock with the Secret Santa. So if we do a Secret Santa this year, you better participate.
I'll do one with you, me and you.
All right, bet.
And there you go. Guess who your Secret Santa is?
I wonder. Deneen brought the broom, sweeps it out.
Boom.
Not the jerk.
No, not the jerk at all. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.